Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath, and I'm Chuck Berry. Don, in the news, it looked like there were some folks got handed some hefty fines.
Is that right?
Yeah, listen to this. State officials have said that the manure spill has killed over 67,000 fish, including sunfish, in Creeks, Wheels, Allen, and Hardin counties.
Wow.
67,000 fish. So here's what it says. Operator of three large agricultural businesses have been told to pay a $30,000 fine. I think that's each. The Ohio Natural Resources Department says it was caused by livestock manure spread in fields. Investigators think that ammonia-laden manure that was put into the fields during the end of the summer, Ohio ahead of rainfall in August, washed into the creeks and spillways and killed fish. In one area, the biggest kill was up by Delphos, Ohio. Been up there, Hardin County area, I guess. The biggest kill, they estimated 37,000 fish were killed just in that one area.
A lot of fish.
A lot of work being done. It's still not over. They actually still could be reliable for some administrative costs, some investigative costs, court costs. And there's people on both sides. Agriculture organizations in the state have been leading the efforts to educate farmers about how to do this properly, and you know, the proper mix of fertilizer and manure and go from there. But there's some environmental groups argue that the state have not ruled strictly enough against some of these folks. So there's always going to be two sides.
Yes.
Here's what I've heard, though. These guys are paying the fine. They're working with the state. They did wrong. Didn't realize they did as wrong. Of course, you know,
Who knows when it's going to rain that much?
Who knows when it's going to flood your field? Yeah. I mean, really. You know, good for them that they're standing up trying to work the situation out, and good for the state to kind of step in and look for solutions for them, too. They're not just saying pay this fine and don't ever do it again. They're saying pay this fine, and by the way, we're going to look for a solution for you and us, for, you know, so.
Working together.
Right. An Ohio law has been put in place basically to combat the algae, which is where you're getting some of this algae from, is from these runoff fields and different fertilizers and stuff like that that are used in today's agriculture process. So,
interesting.
There you go. That's a pretty healthy fine, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to pay it.
No. But, you know, some outdoor news happening here in Ohio, and I just kind of want to share that with folks. You also kind of have a deer report of some of the top counties right now.
Yeah, we got the top 10 counties. Coshocton skyrocketed up from third to the first place this week, and this is, again, a week late. As of, what, 7th or the 2nd or 30th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of October. Coshocton had 912 killed. Ashtabula County had 892. Trumbull County had 814. Tied with Licking had 814. Tuscarawas County had 737. Holmes County had 714. Knox, 618. Muskingum County jumped up to 600, 7th place. 8th place is Richland County with 582. Hamilton County with 528. Guernsey County dropped a bit, I think. Nope, it wasn't even in top 10 last week. Anyhow, Guernsey got 513, and Fayette jumped up to 45. That's the least that was killed. And Fayette's down by Ross County, down by Chillicothe.
Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
You figured it out?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? Hey, opening day will be this Saturday. The 10th is Saturday, correct? Is that right?
No, 11th is Saturday, Friday.
Friday. For fox, raccoon, skunk, possum, and weasel.
Don't weasel out of this one, Chuck.
And just kind of want to remind you, I tell you what, you need to stop someplace and pick up the new Ohio hunting and trapping regulation booklet. There's some cool stuff in here besides just the rules and regulations. There's some other really cool stuff, you know, general information and, you know, kind of, it's all rules and regulations, but that's kind of that's kind of what's there. Hey, I want to say hi to Cooper. He's listening to me. And I want to tell him, hey, come over to Pap's tomorrow, and the day after that, you'll be a new brother. So,
really?
Yeah. He's gonna be a big brother tomorrow on Thursday. So
I'll be darned.
He's gonna come and hang with Pap tomorrow night, and we'll have some fun. So
good deal.
Eat some food and read some books and sing some country songs. So we'll see Cooper tomorrow night. Hey, folks, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk to Pat Schulke. From Wisconsin, Brownsville, Wisconsin, and we're going to talk a little bit of the fishing stuff.
The F word.
The F word.
Okay.
So, well, folks, thanks for listening. We'll be right back here on Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.